Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wowie Zowie. Moving into another hour, into another day, into another week. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? October the 3rd is upon us. Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Washington with a positive thought from somebody who said to Jay, I love saying Stella Adler's name. You know how some of the names that we encounter, friends, people that you know or know of, and
it's
Stella
great, a strong
Adler.
Name.
Yeah, really great name. So anyway, her mind is the following. Life, this is something to remember for all of you as you look through the day and think, oh, by the way, the good thing about today is that Mercury is out of retrograde. That's one of the many good things about the day today. Stella Adler wrote, life beats down and crushes the soul, and then art reminds you that you have a soul. So, there you go. How about them apples? Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Yeah, very, very. It's just kind of neat to be able to find things. Her, people like Maya Angelou, famous Teddy Roosevelt had lots of great things to say, and you can hold on to those. Here's some good news for the people who are anxious. If you have a lot of stress, you'll find that museums, according to a couple of different sources, those of you who have anxiety and have seen a psychiatrist, let's say, or you've sought some sort of treatment with animals. I've talked many times on the air about how animals, usually any kind of animal, cows are great for therapy. I've found that over the years. Dogs, right? Cats,
yeah,
whatever it is.
There's something about that, like when it's your own for a baby, too, that unconditional love. When you walk in, you could have had the worst day of your life, and you walk into your house, and that little fur baby, their tail is wagging, and they're just so happy to see you.
Yeah.
There is a moment of joy.
So anyway, another way of treating anxiety and stress is museum visits. Have you been to a museum lately? Have you ever been to a museum? It's not been on my list of things to do. I've been in some, but I've been into the Louvre in Paris once, and I thought to myself, what is there about the art doesn't speak to me, but it speaks to a lot of people, so just because it doesn't speak to me, maybe there's something, as I was just pointing out, there are other things that speak to me, and whatever it is that speaks to you, something that makes you feel relaxed, something that makes you feel calm, what's the old expression, cool, calm, and collected, then that's what you go for. There's no reason to have lots of anxiety in your life unless you thrive on it, you create it. Some people are just like that as well, right? There are those people who just create hubbubs, they create chaos, they make a lot of noises and make a lot of mess. And so for those people, this is this is a rainbow. You know, that's one of the things that I do find. There's when you see a rainbow, do you feel like all's right with the world?
I feel like a little kid again. Like, I can't help but point up to the sky and shout out loud, look, a rainbow.
Yeah. So anyway, the point here is that doctors are prescribing museums, sometimes time in nature, to make things just, you know, kind of better. The healing power of art. Look for, and everybody's idea of art. My idea of art is pictures of my family, pictures of my children, grandchildren. That's art. That's what, if you walk into my house, you see pictures of the family. First thing when you come through the front door on the right-hand side on the mantle are pictures of all the people that are important to me. And that's what I want people to see when they walk into my house. Okay, what's important to you? What's important to me is pictures of my grandchildren and my children and the dogs and cows and stuff. So that's a way for you to, again, sort of, if you don't want to, Mental Illness Awareness Week, right? I think that's kind of what kicked this idea off in my mind. How do you deal with Mental Illness Awareness Week, usually the first week of October? And there are, because so many millions of people have something that has kind of knocked them off kilter. And one of the things that we've done a terrible job of in our country is dealing with mental illness. We just don't deal with it for whatever the reason. It's a no-no. You don't talk about it, and often you don't do anything about it. But there are, my mother was completely gonzo, and the alcohol is what created it. In our own, all of our families, you'll find somebody, you know, there's always somebody's got cancer in a family, somebody's got heart disease in a family. Well, there's usually somebody's got mental illness as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take the time, dedicate the time to help, as there are a lot of people who give a lot of time, Jay, to help in facilities that aid those who need, a lot of people that have been in the service need help. A lot of people, it kind of depends. And it also isn't well known that much of mental illness is created by a chemical imbalance. You sometimes create it yourself by drinking too much alcohol or smoking too much of whatever's around. Now, that stuff will create a real problem with your brain. People get depressed. You know, there isn't, I had a cow that had two calves, had twins over the weekend.
And oh, that's exciting.
The calves died because usually twins don't.
Oh.
So it's very unusual for a cow to have twins, and it's very unusual for them to survive.
Oh, that's awful.
So the mother's depressed. And we had to give her some things. A wonderful mother, just a great cow. And she was depressed with it all. And so we had to treat her. Yesterday we gave her some sugar and calcium and things that would pick her up. Now she was, but she, but see, we just picked up her head and dumped the stuff down her mouth, and stroked her under her chin to make sure that it all went down. But that's, you know, animals can be depressed. Your dog, when you leave to go on a trip and you don't take the dog, dog knows that you're going somewhere, and the dog gets depressed. That happens much.
Yeah,
as,
we used to, back in the day, if we were going somewhere, we would have Daisy boarded, but in a very nice place where she wasn't in a cage. She was basically in a room to herself. We paid for additional playtime with the human, snuggle time, all of the stuff. She had a couch, TV, all that, made sure she had the works. Mm-hmm. And every time we would pick her up, we would end up having to go spend more money at the vet because she would just have such bad anxiety that she would make herself sick. And we got to the point where we were like, she has to stay with friends or family. And if they can come to our house and hang out with her, even better.
Yep.
And she proved to be so much better off that way.
That's what I did with when I traveled. Well, actually, the last couple of years as I've traveled, Daisy stays home if I can't take her with me. If I'm going like to California for a day or two, then she stays here and the guys from the farm take care of her, and she's more happier here, more so than she would in any other circumstance. So the point is that it is important for you to be aware of and know and understand how many problems you can have in a family or in a group, and you know how to handle them. There's the stigma that's attached to it, still the ignorance attached to it, is incredible in our country. I find it very sad, actually, that there's that much stuff. All right, so speaking of sad and how do we counter that, with the hurricane having passed through, Ian's death toll has climbed to 65 in Florida. North Carolina's had 4 or 5 deaths as well, and we all have seen actually the over-coverage, as far as I'm concerned, way too much. The story is sad. The story is for the people not directly involved. Maybe you have relatives in Florida. Okay, so you want to know they're all right. But to have this wall-to-wall coverage of this disaster and see the same footage repeated over and over, you talk about being depressed. This is a great reason that people get depressed, because they see this negative stuff all the time. You know, there's this whole business, actually, when you get down to what we were talking about, Mental Health Awareness Week, one of the worst things you can do with your time, especially if you have time on your hands, is to sit there and watch this stuff going on. No matter what part of Florida it is, no matter where the bad news is, Ukraine, wherever it is, the worst thing mental health experts will tell you is to reinforce it over and over and over and over and over again. Okay, we get that there were 150 mile an hour winds. We get it was extremely dangerous. We get that people needed to be evacuated. We get all of that. And the people who were in the line of fire, hopefully they were smart enough to do something to keep themselves out of harm's way. And you see all the trees that have blown over and the homes that have been destroyed and the power lines that have kept however many hundreds of thousands of people or millions of people that don't have power. Okay, you get 7 feet high coastal waves and stuff that wiped out a lot of houses. But over and over and over again, you look at that stuff. I don't think that that's good for you. I don't think that. Here's what's good for you. Thinking about or hearing the stories about the hurricane and the residents who were in a tough way. So the food problems after the hurricane, during the hurricane as far as that's concerned, were helped a lot by a chef and a musician named Fritz. Is it Karaher? Would you pronounce it Karaher? I think maybe
yeah, that's how I would think it is.
Yep, cooked up a lot of pork chops and chicken and veggies and rice. Yep,
began
feeding a lot of people.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's the kind of stuff that I'm happy to be able to talk about, rather than because the food is going to be scarce down there. Whatever was in supermarkets or places where food stores, we didn't have generators. That stuff's all going to be rotten. It's going to all be junk. Not because there's so much power that's out. And so a lot of donations have come from restaurants. The food would have been spoiled, so give it away. That was kind of smart. Anyway, this guy Karaher is to be celebrated as one of the heroes of the storm. There's always going to be, there are people who have been, you see the stories. Again, what's the point of looking at these? The people who will raid houses, go after people have moved out.
The looters go in.
It's
so heartbreaking.
Yep. So here's the counter to that. A guy like this fella, Karaher, who puts his grills to work, puts the food to work, and knowing that there are people like that, it's kind of a nice way to recap what went on with that hurricane. All right, food for thought, literally and figuratively, 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. With Staples Free Tech Takeback, we'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit one reward per month. Redeemable in-store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Nothing is going to affect the food chain in South America and in Asia more than the Chinese government has sent its trawlers, this fishing trawler fleet, off the coast of Central and South America to fish. Fishing is farming. And because there's not enough food in China,
get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to fix it. 24 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Monday. Some celebrity gossip, social media, Doug's dirt, all of that stuff tying in to the message that today is Monday. Today's the first Monday of October. Cooler weather. Fall foliage. The trees are just beginning to turn here in my neck of the woods. How about Jay, where you are? Are you getting a little change in the weather, a little cooler? The trees
it's
turning.
Great. It's definitely fall, no doubt about it. It's spooky season. We have
spooky season, Halloween. Yeah, baseball playoffs, World Series, that sort of thing. Speaking of sports and stuff, the football season starting. There's some news about Terry Bradshaw that's not particularly good, and we'll talk about that after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
So, Jay, people are talking about Terry Bradshaw, a big quarterback for the Steelers, Hall of Famer. Apparently, he's been battling cancer over the past year or so.
Yeah.
There's a commentator.
A new revelation.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so last week, he, during the Fox NFL pregame show, he was a little bit out of breath and needed help up, and a lot of people were questioning, like, are you okay? What's happening? So he decided to reveal his multiple cancer battles within the past year. He was first diagnosed with bladder cancer, underwent surgery and treatment, came out bladder cancer free. Then he went to go get an MRI for a situation on his neck, found out that there was a tumor there, and it was Merkel cell tumor, a rare form of skin cancer, had surgery on that. And he said he is currently cancer free, but his body's really been through the ringer this year, and it's going to take him a little bit to get back to how he was health wise, but he feels confident that he will get there.
Yeah. Well, it's tough. Can you imagine being told that? I can't. I've been fortunate. Well, I guess I haven't been that fortunate, because I can remember, and I told the story on the air about what happened when my wife, ex-wife at the time, but she still felt like she was my wife, because she was around all the time, when she found out she had stage 4 breast cancer, came into the house, kids were sitting on the steps. I had just gotten done with my radio program. The studio at the house at that time was in a room opposite where the stairs were. And she was standing there and looking at me and looking at them and wondering, you know, out loud after you tell the story, well, how are you gonna survive? How are you going to make it? What's going to happen? And those are always the questions. So a good thought aimed at Terry Bradshaw here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Listen carefully. If you're tired of having your dog chew up your shoes, dig up your favorite plants, scratch your expensive furniture, raid the garbage bin, or whine or bark all the time, your dog probably just needs something more constructive to do. Dogs are really energetic animals. If they don't find an appropriate outlet for that energy, they will resort to ways that will get rid of that energy, some you're not going to like. It's really important. Dogs are meant to have an active life, and a lot of people have backyards that are fenced, which is a good thing. They'll let their dog in the backyard, assuming the dog is getting all the exercise it ever needs. And that's not true. In other words, if you look out in your backyard, chances are your dog is maybe occasionally chasing a squirrel, but chances are lying under the oak tree taking a little nap. So it's really important to encourage your dogs to exercise. Go out in the backyard with them. My backyard is always decorated with different items for the dogs to play with. Exercise is important for you, it's important for your dog, and your house will stay in the same shape it is right now. I'll more next time.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We have a fall sale, which I know it doesn't feel like fall everywhere yet, including where we're at right now. But we have a huge fall sale going on right now. Buy 3, get 3 free, unlimited. So that's buy 4, get 4. Buy 5, get 5. It's a great time to stock up and save. Maybe you've got a lot of weight to lose. Maybe you and your friend want to split it, go and lose some weight together. Maybe you and your honey want to do it. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free too. We've got real live people right here in USA who will answer the phone and answer your questions. It's at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The death toll from Hurricane Ian climbed past 80 on Sunday as embattled residents in Florida and the Carolinas faced a recovery expected to cost tens of billions of dollars and will take years to fix all the damage. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell on Fox News.
The biggest thing that we knew and what the governor's concern was being able to take care of the people that were going to be in the way of the storm's path. And so we pre-positioned the largest amount of search and rescue assets that I think we've ever put in place before.
Three people died late Saturday when a single-engine plane crashed into a house in Hermantown, Minnesota, minutes after it took off from the Duluth International Airport. Two people inside the home were not injured. A fishing tournament on Lake Erie resulted in the champions getting caught for cheating by stuffing weights and debris into their fish. This all happened at the Lake Erie Walleye Trail in Ohio. Lance Pride, USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
This fellow who had cancer from Ohio, he beat the cancer, not for the first time, not for the second time, but for the third time. He walked a marathon inside the hospital where he was being treated for cancer. So he walked 26 miles inside the UC Medical Center in Cincinnati.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All I could think of when I was talking about that story, the 26-mile walk, I didn't ever put it on. I didn't put it out there, Jay, but I was thinking of the old song, 26 miles upon the sea, Santa Catalina is waiting for me. You probably don't even know that song.
I don't know that one, no.
That's an old song by the Four Lads, as I recall, about a story about the 26 miles between Los Angeles and the island of Catalina. And then how romantic it is. I remember taking a ride out there. It was kind of moderately romantic, as I remember. Okay, so we're celebrating or we're mental health awareness. This has sort of hit one of my buttons. And because there are a lot of people who really do need to have this, there are a lot of things that are related. A lot of people think that Alzheimer's, for example, is a form of mental illness. This is how ignorant some people are about the mind and what makes your mind click. Alzheimer's is not created or caused by depression or not your mental state, although it can cause a mental state. Interesting that one of the local biotech companies here in my neck of the woods, headquartered in Framingham, called Biogen, has announced, and for those of you who think, wait a minute, I remember Biogen. Biogen, during the beginning of the pandemic, had a conference and brought in people from all around the world here to a huge hotel, and it was one of the super starters of the pandemic. Do you remember that back in April?
It sounds vaguely familiar,
yeah,
and yet that
right.
seems like a decade ago.
Like always, like forever ago, yeah. Anyway, so Biogen, on the good side of things, has announced the results of a third phase of a clinical trial that showed this new Alzheimer's drug slowed the rate of cognitive decline for patients by 27%. So the Alzheimer's Association was all over this, looked at the study, said it was a robust study of this drug, which nobody will be able to pronounce, so why bother? Just know that what it does is take the monoclonal antibodies designed to clear clumps of proteins from your brain that screw up the way the blood gets to your brain. And it's kind of almost, you know, strokes and they don't necessarily always lead to Alzheimer's, but flow of blood is what is most important. And so there's a Japanese company that's partnered with Biogen, claims that the results of the study prove that this, the hypothesis of putting all of these various things together, again, I can't pronounce them, the important thing for you is that the accumulation of what's bad that is in your brain gets dispersed by this new drug. That's basically the bottom line. 1,800 patients with early-stage Alzheimer's were studied. Half of them got a placebo, and half got infusions of this new drug. The results showed the drug did reduce toxic plaque in the brain, slowed your memory decline, that sort of thing. So who are the poor souls that got the placebo? How did who decides who gets the placebo and who gets the real drug?
To my understanding, it's not that anybody has specifically decided. It's kind of just a luck of the draw. And even the researchers, I don't believe that they know who has the placebo until they start to really like wind things down. It's almost like a blind test.
Yep. Okay. Well, I guess that's good to know. So the FDA has agreed the results of this trial, which lasted 18 months, can serve as a study that confirms the value of this. So one would wonder, when it comes to this, is the practical side of me wondering, if it comes to something like Alzheimer's, where there doesn't really seem to be any cure for it, anything that might even be rumored to be good would be better to have out there than nothing. Now, I suppose they have to study to make sure there's no harm that comes from it. But even if it has a small benefit, isn't it going to be more, people will be happy about this sort of thing. And so I guess I'm wondering whether sometimes the FDA, and I don't know, that I'm just telling you that the FDA works in slow and strange ways sometimes. And we all know that they've approved many drugs that have turned out to be horror shows.
Oh, for
we
sure.
have those opioids and all that other stuff that they have approved. So anyway,
and to a degree, with something like this, it does seem that to kind of echo your sentiments, Doug, that a little something is still better than nothing.
Mm-hmm. So there's a new ALS drug, and that there's a couple of things here. I noticed the FDA was in the headline, so I thought I'd read further into it and pass the story along to you. The ALS drug. ALS is Lou Gehrig's disease, but it's actually called ALS. It eats away at your muscular structure, so you can't move, and obviously that kills you because when the muscles and the heart stop beating, you're done. And so there's apparently a new study and a drug that looks like it has a lot of really good potential that was funded by the Ice Bucket Challenge. Do you remember that Ice Bucket? Remember we
oh,
played?
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
I played a little, an excerpt from a program I did, I don't know how many years, 5-6 years ago when this thing took place, and I dumped 5 gallons of milk on me. I think it was 2015. So it was something, you know, that called a lot of people's attention, what was going on. People said, yeah, I'm going to support that. So at any rate, there's a lot of medical stuff, a lot of mental health stuff this week that we can talk about and engage our thoughts in. With regard to the hurricane and other situations where people are losing their lives because they're in the water and they don't have any way of seeing, you know, I've seen pictures of people that were clinging on to branches or tires, you know, as the rivers were swollen and people were being, their homes and cars and everything being swept down the river, there was almost, you know, nothing to hold on to. When you're in them, if you can't keep up with the current, you're going to be gonzo. That's where most of the people who have died that way, when you look at the stats here. So, looking back to 2008 single life jacket loaner program for boaters to borrow preservers and that sort of thing on the water, this thing has turned out to be the world's largest life jacket loaner program. Free life jackets to anybody who's in need. And there are 1,000 locations across our country now. And the thing started at Clearwater Beach. So they and thankfully they set up that location there because it was used during the last week of problems down in Florida. But there are loaner stations in all 50 states. Captain Joe Fraunhofer kept seeing boating accidents, tragedies could have been prevented. So he decided to start the CETO Foundation back in 2007 to provide the resources to eliminate the problem.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? He started this life jacket loaner program. And this, how many lives have been, how many deaths have been prevented from drowning because of these free life jackets?
Yeah, you would have to think, because they've distributed over 90,000 life jackets. He passed away in 2015, but this just goes to show the legacy of it.
Yep.
Completely lives on. It's his daughter, Kristen, who is now the president of the board and is continuing along with the foundation.
Yep. So this is something that took place during this problem with the hurricane, and but yet it's good to know, very refreshing, rewarding to know that these things are available. And they're often found in fish and wildlife places. So you go where you're going to put your boat in the water, or you're going to go fishing, or you're going to go out. These are where you can find these locations for the free life jackets. Something to keep in mind if you're going out, especially if you don't know boating and you don't know the waterway that you're going into. You always, mm-hmm. It's crazy to go out without a life jacket. Matter of fact, I think it's against the law in some places to not have a life jacket. So our thanks, and thanks from everybody who has benefited, to the CETO Foundation. And if you want to donate, boatingsafety.com is their website. The CETO Foundation website, boatingsafety.com. All right? In a moment, we change our focus to the Trumpsters. And what's happening? We always have to have a little something, right, to please the Trumpsters. So that's after we take a big deep breath, right? Everybody always uses
it. Buckle it.
Take a big deep breath. If you've had a heart attack or a stroke, managing key risk factors like cholesterol, blood sugar, and blood pressure can help prevent a repeat event. Andy Solomon has that story.
As many as 1 in 4 heart attack or stroke survivors will have a repeat event. According to the American Heart Association, managing risk factors can help prevent a second attack. However, factors like high cholesterol typically has no symptoms, and many people may not know their levels are high. Volunteer president of the American Heart Association, Dr. Michelle Albert, has more.
It's important to control your cholesterol levels to help reduce your risk of a second heart attack or stroke. Start by getting a blood test to determine your cholesterol levels.
If you have high cholesterol, your healthcare professional can help you manage it with statin therapy and a heart-healthy diet, plus exercise, controlling your blood pressure, and quitting smoking.
Managing high cholesterol is not one size fits all, especially for people at high risk of a heart attack or stroke. That's why it's important to map out a treatment plan with your doctor based on your personal risk factors and cholesterol levels.
Learn more at heart.org/cholesterol.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-364-1031 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-364-1031. That's 800-364-1031. What do you have to lose? Call 800-364-1031. Again, 800-364-1031.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
All right, 47 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So the search for those missing White House documents continues, Jay. National Archives tells the House Oversight Committee some of the records from Mr. Trump's administration have not been recovered. The letter was sent to the committee chairwoman. Archives are going to consult with the Department of Justice for missing records. This is very confusing. I don't know. You know, this is another example of Trump being able to control sort of the dialogue or the discussion. And then you get confused because you don't really know. He says, I can do this if I want to, if I think about it.
But isn't it, as our favorite Jennifer Horn pointed out, that a president actually can?
I listen.
Declassify things?
Yeah, but the whole business... Trump says it was in his power to declassify documents just by saying it's declassified. That's what you're saying, and that's what Jennifer said. And I don't know, the whole thing, it's not so much all of this stuff, it's the hoopla that surrounds it. Again, everything Trump gets sort of distorted, and what he stands for or doesn't stand for. I thought it was interesting over the weekend, I was reading a couple of platforms from Republicans that are running for various contested races. It's not really a right-wing crowd, and this particular group of people likes Obamacare, or at least they like some of the health care benefits that have come from Obamacare. The Republicans have been trying to get rid of Obamacare for a long time, but the Republican candidates in these certain districts, especially if they've got a strong Democrat running against them, have dropped their repeal effort. They've said, well, you know, there are some good things. Remember, it passed with only Democratic votes. The Republicans who are running, I've noticed with a couple of them, both said the same thing. Well, the problems have been addressed now, and it's okay to have this kind of public health care. So what happens in time and with seasoning, right? 10 before the hour here.
It's stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Three after the hour now. Doug Steffens, good day. Trying to keep things in perspective. It's farm, food, and family time, and I have got a walloping story to tell you about ignorance and farming and food and stuff. But first, there's the recall of the day, Jay.
There's always one.
There's always at least one, and this is aimed at those of you who go to Whole Foods and think everything is beautiful at Whole Foods. 20 brands of cheeses sold at Whole Foods and Safeway stores as well, and some other big-name grocery stores. You know, to think that Whole Foods has all this exclusive stuff, they don't. They have the same thing everybody else does,
mm-hmm.
except you have the luxury of paying more for it. That's the only... go to a whole paycheck. Anyway, the serious side of this is that people in 6 different states have been hospitalized after being infected with listeria, having eaten this cheese. It's the Old Europe Cheese Company up in Michigan. They have recalled Brie, Camembert, and some other cheeses, both here in our country and in Mexico. The best thing for you to do, we say this every single time this comes up, is bring back the cheese to the store and get your money back. And if there's any question, just bring it back. If there's, you know, just anything that you buy cheeses at Albertsons, at Giant Foods, at Market Basket, at Meijer Stores, Price Chopper, Safeway, Stop and Shop, Whole Foods, all of the major food stores in the country all have this cheese. So if you have that cheese or any kind of cheese, just bring it back.
Mm-hmm, especially that brand. It's better safe than sorry.
Yeah, right, exactly. And get your money. Why would you let them profit by you keeping the cheese? That's not fair to you, certainly. Listeria is most likely to sicken people, especially pregnant women and youngsters, adults who are over 60. In other words, people who have weakened immune systems. If you eat this stuff, Listeria is the most dangerous of all three, E. coli, Salmonella. It's like a daily lesson here on this program, but it's important for people to know it. Because if you don't feel well, you got fatigue, muscle aches, headaches, maybe a stiff neck, loss of balance, that sort of thing, then you probably have Listeria and you probably got it from this cheese. So bring it back. Do yourself a favor and do that. A focus on farming in New York State after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You hear promos on the air in this program for the program I do called The American Family Farmer that airs every weekend and during the week early in the morning on many of the same stations that carry Good Day. And my focus is on how to get the small family farms to survive and thrive and to have people understand what's going on in the various states around the country. So I'm going to the black eye this week goes to Governor Kathy Hochul of New York, who's issued an order to phase in a 40-hour work week for farm workers in the next 10 years. What that will do is further kill the agricultural industry that has been killed by downstaters, mostly New York City folks who don't get, nor do they have a clue as how farms work. Mm-hmm. To have a 40-hour work week on a farm is about as ludicrous as you could possibly imagine. It is the height of ignorance and stupidity. So the fact that they are trying with the Farm Labor Wage Board, it's supposedly now before having to pay overtime is 56 hours a week. That's just the way it is on the farm. It is just amazing that this woman and these people are that GD ignorant. That's about as much as I can say because I'm out of time, thankfully, or I'd get hotter under the collar. 59 past the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.